are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the show host. And today I would like to answer a question I got in the mail. And it's a nice question. It's somebody who says, in many traditions they say meditation is like dying, or it's called a small death. And could I say something about it? Well, I think if you look what happens when you meditate, well, the first thing you try to do is sit in a stable position. Why? If you sit in a comfortable way, you don't have to give attention to body perception. Body perception should be fixed. Because if you don't sit comfortable, it will take your attention all the time. The next step you should do, and that's why you concentrate on your either a mantra, your breathing, your feet, or whatever. You know, because by concentrating on that, first of all, what you see is you try to get matter out of your consciousness. The second step is to go beyond mind. And if you have practiced with this, feeling your feet, for instance, it's not so difficult to get out of your mind. So what you see is when you meditate, you try to leave the structure behind. First the thing with most structure, then the thing with a little bit less structure. And then you end up in the field of soul, or feelings, as we call it. And this field is, in a way, more difficult to deal with. Because going beyond your mind is, well, mind is very clear, there's this voice in your head. But as soon as you go beyond, what you notice is that, for instance, with this feeling your feet, as soon as you do that, you start noticing other things, like tinglings in your legs, or you start to feel more spacious, or you get more visions or dreams. It's all soul perception. It's not a meditative state, it's going beyond mind, so you come in soul perception, in field of feelings. And everything, all these energetic things and all the pictures you see on the inside is always a representative of feelings. And that's very difficult in meditation, because very easily what happens is you get into all these fascinating things, all these fascinating experiences you have. Because soul is fascinating. It's what most people imagine by the other worlds. And that's what you see a lot in New Age. You open the door a little bit, and then people are fascinated with what they see. So you stay stuck in that field. Because I think, you know, especially when you talk about meditation, it's going beyond any perception of anything. Because that's the idea. And the deeper you get into the meditation, the more structure drops away. If you really stay with your feet, you will see that all these images and energetic sort of experiences will slowly get more to the back and go more out of your sight. And then you end up in a much more open space. Because I think what you try to do in meditation is letting go of manifestation, in the sense of that what has manifested in body perception, so the material world, in thinking, in feeling, and also in spirit, but that's quite abstract. So you try to dissolve the structure, and then you find yourself back as, let's say, the space in which everything arises. And if you look at the process of dying, if you've ever seen a dead body, it's very clear that the one, you only can talk about it in a silly way, but let's say the person whose body that was does not have control over that body anymore. When you don't have a vehicle in a world, you cannot be there. So he lost his vehicle. He lost the first thing he lost is body perception. And that's very clear if you see a dead body. And very soon after that, what happens is that mind drops away. Because I think in that sense, I can understand why they say it's the little death, because it's a similar process. What you do is you dissolve everything that has manifested. And when that ceases to be, that's called death. It's the end of existence, isn't it? So everything that exists will, let's say, evaporate. Huh? So first body drops away, and very, very soon after that, mind drops away. And I think it's good to realize that when mind drops away, with that drop also are our beautiful ideas about, well, reincarnation, what happens after you die, and that sort of thing. It's all thought that drops away. So I don't know whether these constructs are so helpful in that sense. And where you end up then, you end up in soul or the field of feelings. And that's, in general, very complicated because we, as living human beings, are very attached to our feelings, aren't we? Feelings are very, very, very important. So you could say we are attached to that. And what happens is, I think if you look at the process of dying, that just what happens is that structure drops away. You know, the fact that your body drops away and your mind drops away doesn't mean something has changed in your field of feelings. No, why would that? So what happens is you end up in the feelings you had during your lifetime. And then not what you imagined how they were, but how they really are. And the thing is, because you don't have any more, no more mind, and you don't participate in this world anymore because you don't have a physical body anymore, you don't get new impulses. There's no distraction from this feeling. There are no new impulses feeding this feeling or changing this feeling. No, it's just the feeling, and there's nothing getting into there anymore. So what happens is that you're just, well, stuck with the feeling. And you could say all the energy that flew or the energy that is in the feeling has to run out before it can dissolve. So that's also why they say in all these, let's say, holy books, and when you die, you know, it takes some time for you to digest, so to speak. And you can say that in various forms. And many traditions, they say, well, you know, for instance, in the Tibetan tradition, you have all these bardos. And if you look, what do they represent? I think they all represent states of feelings. And these feelings is where you end up, and then you end up with an angry demon or in a beautiful world. And I think that's what we call in the West heaven and hell. Heaven and hell, in my opinion, well, heaven is not total liberation. No, heaven is a very pleasant state of being. Hell is a hellish state of being. But it all points back to how you feel. And that's why I think many of the traditions stress to live in an ethical way. Because when you don't live in an ethical way, first of all, you know, you're not pleasant company, and how proud are you really when you look in the mirror in the morning, you know? The only thing is now you have your mind and all the other things and your social environment and whatever you have to distract you and to, you know, to ignore it, that what you see. But I think when that's not there anymore, what you end up with is, well, what you really actually see in the mirror, it can be beautiful, claro, but that's what's there. And there's nothing more there to justify whatever you've done, or, you know, that all dropped away. So you end up in these feelings, and you can really see that people, human beings, are very fascinated with feeling. As I said, with meditation, I teach these things for 20 years. I've seen it with thousands of people. As soon as they get out of the mind, they get into the soul, and they are totally fascinated, and they get stuck there. They want to have special experiences and spiritual experiences and blah blah blah. Well, it's all feeling. It's just a nice feeling or a beautiful feeling or a spiritual feeling, but still feeling. You know, it's not beyond feeling. And that's the same what you see in dying. That's also, for instance, we have a death wake ritual in which you perform a specific ritual. You perform in order to liberate the deceased one from his attachment, mainly in soul, mainly in the field of feeling, so he can go beyond soul. He can liberate himself, because letting go of all shape and all everything that has manifested, that's liberation. And I think that's also the natural, if you could say so, purpose or goal or direction. I don't know how to say it. In life, that's the way home. Home is nothingness, but then in a special sense. And within your nothingness, everything manifested. And I think in meditation and in dying, both, you try to let go of that what manifested, and you try to find yourself back in that state which is primary to manifestation. That's also why they say in many mystical traditions, you have to die before you die. Because you have to let go of everything in order to be free of it. And that's the whole thing. And we are so attached to so many things. And that's, I think, why it's wise to try to live in an ethical way and to... Well, let's say it in this way. What we would like to promote is living in a practical way, in an energetic, practical way, in a way in which you create harmony instead of disharmony. And if you look in your own behavior, your own attitudes, or your own life, the more you can attune everything to harmony and to letting go, and in going from taking to giving, the more harmony you create within your own field of feelings. And that means now you start living in a more heavenly feeling, because I think when you always need, you're, always hungry, and that's, quite a hellish state, in various levels. So I think when you can really shift that to a more giving attitude, I think there's a good chance you might end up with, let's say, heavenly feelings. And that's not only during life, but that's also what you meet, what we call afterlife. And the funny thing is, if we thought, that's why I said about all your ideas about reincarnation, because if you think about it in this way, that what dying is the end of manifestation. So there's nothing more there in that personal manifested sense that can reincarnate. Life shapes itself continuously in endless forms, claro. Just there's 6 billion people, so that's very clearly, it manifests itself. But when all shape has gone, there only is light, or love, or God, or however you want to call that. So the whole concept of you coming back next time as, something else, I don't know. I cannot really understand how why that should be like that. I think, seen from the experiences I have with dealing with death, because it's part of my job, and meditation, which is also a very important factor in my life and in my job, I think it's more like dissolving structure, dissolving manifestation, until you are just you. And I think this I, or this what we are in the core of ourselves, is just a very open, let's call it being. And all, as I said many times before, everything we do is directly or indirectly focused on this process of getting you or shaking you loose from all the things that captured you. All the thoughts, all the things we find so important. We find everything so important from the inside. But listen, all the thoughts you find so important, only you think they are important. Your neighbor doesn't think they are important. I don't think they're important. And that's a funny thing, We make things so important for us, so absolute for us. And once they're absolute, we're stuck with it. And so we do this, these rituals, for instance, is just meant to shake you loose from all the things you identified with. So you, and that's also why it's relaxing, because when you are something, you have to live up to it. You have to take the consequences of it. You're always in a position towards everything, which gives stress and that sort of thing. The more you are just into being, the more everything can just be what it is, you know. And that's relaxing. And then you're much more in harmony. And that's exactly the idea about the show and about, you know, this reset meditation thing we just started. It's a daily impulse to pull you daily out of your thing. So, and the more you get this impulse, as I talk from experience, it's not something you do once. It's when you do it regularly, you'll see that your whole life will become much more open, much less complicated. And then that's funny, if you do work with these things for a while, then you look around you and you see how everybody is so caught up in his problems and in his difficulties. And you really wonder why. You truly wonder why, because you don't have to do that. You really don't have to do that. It's up to us. So, but to see that, in order to experience that there is a choice, so to speak, first you have to be loose of it, because when I'm angry, I cannot see that I cannot be angry, because I'm caught up within the feeling. So I shake you loose of the patterns, try to pull you in a wide open, neutral space within yourself. And then you can deal much better with the things. And I think especially, well, this year, you know, the Omnius 2012, and I think we are in a major shift. I think it's very important that we all learn to let go of that, you know, that what's there. Everything that's there is there, but just try not to grab it, because if you grab it, you will lose it and you will feel miserable. If you just let it be, you can deal with it much better. So that's the idea of the show and about the ritual I'm going to perform in a minute. And, well, we have very good experience with it, very good results with it. So I hope you try it out. I think it's worth it, and it can change your life. You get a very easy tool to change your life in a very, well, radical way, I might say. So let's do the ritual. Just lay down in a comfortable way with your eyes closed, and don't start doing other things, because then you completely miss the point. So lay down in a comfortable way. Make sure you don't get disturbed. Don't expect anything. You don't have to experience something special or spectacular or I don't know what. It's meant to draw you within this inner peace that you are. So what you hear is the shaking loose of the patterns. And if you look within yourself and you see what these patterns are, you can imagine that that does not always has to sound too harmonious as nice, sweet music, because you're not caught up in the sweet stuff. You're caught up in the drama stuff. And that's also why it might sound not harmonious. I'm not a musician. I'm not making nice music. What you hear is what's happening in this shaking loose from the patterns. And then there always is a short silence, so it can sort of sink in. And then slowly, during the ritual, you'll see that you will get drawn, you get shaken loose more, and you will get drawn into this wide open state of being that you are. And I recommend it. Anyway, let's do it, and thanks for your attention, and I hope you're there again next week. Okay, have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you. Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.